You obviously can read this on your own, but I did want to point out a few things. I'm also going to point out a few things in the introduction to the book, whether you read the preface or not, on what I think are particularly important. Obviously, whenever you talk about older literature, whenever you talk about anything older, we're always talking about what we have left. We don't know necessarily what was there. Maybe somebody wrote this material down before Chrétien in a very similar way, but the fact of the matter is, if somebody did, we don't have it. And so he gets all the credit. So even if he was just some kind of great, you know, copycat or something, he gets the credit. And so they make the point here, and that's what I was just beating on a little bit in line four, that has reached us. So as far as somebody who's written down this material, Chrétien is the first person we have that we have records of. If you read the assignment for today, you notice that in that material, he mentioned, there's an extra one back there, Reese, or you handed him up. Oh, okay, we got them from everywhere. You just leave them back there. I'll get them after class. He kept making references to Tristan and Isolde. He mentioned several times Isolde. He evidently wrote something on Mark and Isolde before he wrote Eric, but we don't have it either.